Hello, this is Robin Stevens, welcoming you to this audiobook of Cream Buns and Crime. This book is dedicated to all my Detective Society members everywhere.
How to set up your own Detective Society. Hello, aspiring detectives. Daisy Wells here. Hazel and I have agreed that readers of this book ought to know how to put a detective society together so that they can prepare themselves to counter criminal activity. We have decided to explain our methods here. Please note that Hazel and I have rather different ideas when it comes to setting up a detective society. Mine are better because I am an excellent detective society president, but you might as well have Hazel's too. So here are the crucial steps you need to follow to create your very own detective society. Find a notebook to use as a casebook, pick up a squash fly biscuit, if you have good taste like me, or a chocolate bourbon, if you are more like Hazel, and we can begin. 1. Choose your members. I would advise you to keep your society to 2 members if possible. This way, you won't have anyone interfering or giving away society secrets. Hazel, on the other hand, thinks that additional members should be allowed, provided they are people you can trust. She believes that working together is the better option because you can share clues and information and so cover more ground. I am not so sure, although I admit there is some truth in what she says. Our own assistant members, our dorm mates, Kitty, Lavinia, and Beanie, have been quite resourceful at times, but remember, your society must be extremely careful when selecting its members. Make sure that every member promises to keep the society a secret, to diligently look for clues, and to do everything it takes to pursue truth and justice. 2. Choose your detective society's name. Every good society needs an excellent detective name. Hazel and I chose the Wells and Wong Detective Society, and Alexander and George, our greatest rivals, chose the Junior Pinkertons. Those names are taken now, so you will have to come up with something different, but just as brilliant. It helps if you have names that sound nice together, the way Hazel and I do, but even if you don't, think about words that are to do with detection or criminal activity, and you'll have a serviceable society name in no time. 3. Give out detective roles. First, and most importantly, you will need a president. The president runs the society, makes all the most important decisions, and catches the criminal at the end of each case. It is the most important and responsible role by far. It is also the most glamorous. You must also make sure you have a vice president and a secretary. This can be the same person, as in our society, or, if you insist on letting more people in, different ones. The vice president's main job is to support the president in everything they do and say. The vice president is the Watson to the president's Sherlock, the Hastings to their Poirot. They may occasionally have ideas and opinions themselves, though the president shouldn't allow this too often. It is the secretary's job to write up all the society's case notes in a neat and methodical manner. Do make sure that you pick someone with decent handwriting. Hazel's handwriting is very nice when she is not using shorthand. All other members should begin as assistants and rise up the ranks if they are good at their jobs. Assign each assistant a task, and remember to let people play to their strengths. For instance, Lavinia is not afraid to get her hands dirty. This is alarming, but it can also be useful. Kitty, because she loves gossip, is a great noticer of things. And Beanie, well, Beanie is wonderfully small, which means she is often overlooked and can therefore observe suspects without being noticed herself. 4. Make your pledge. Once you have found members you can trust and decided on everyone's role, the next step is for everyone to take the society's pledge. Your pledge is a sort of promise. You are vowing to use all your skills to find clues.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?